Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching comes from a recent seminar that Andrew did in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. This classic teaching on spirit, soul, and body is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
He shall have whatsoever he saith. Three times he talks about words. The Bible teaches us in Genesis chapter 1 that God created the heavens and the earth by speaking words. He said, "Let there be light." And there was light. That was on the first day of creation. It was the third day of creation before God created the sun, the moon, and the stars. God created light before there was a source for light to come from. He just spoke them into existence. He created animals, said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature. Let us make man in our image." He spoke everything in this physical world. All of the metal, all of the wood, all of the things that we have in this earth, you and me, every seed, everything that is physical in this earth was created by words. Words are the parent force. Words created everything. And everything responds to words. You know, this is super simple. I'm not saying anything difficult. But this is so different than what people think that people struggle to understand this. But what I'm saying is so simple, you have to have somebody help you to misunderstand what I'm saying. This is simple. Words created you. Words can fix you. Germs, bacteria, virus, plagues, anything that's attacking you, were all created by words. Now, they weren't created to be destructive in the beginning, but after sin came into this earth, things changed, and animals began to eat each other, and people began to beat each other and kill each other, and things changed. But everything was created by words, and words will control anything in this world. You can speak faith-filled words, and you can change things. You can kill diseases. That's what the Bible says. There are probably people right here that are saying, "I don't believe that." Well, then it won't work for you. You have to believe it for this to work. It has to be faith-filled words. But this is what Jesus is saying. Words are powerful. It says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. Let me just read this to you so that I don't misquote something. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 says, "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth." Notice the words that are being used. It's painting a picture. Your belly, your stomach, will be filled with the fruit of your mouth. It's using the word fruit. Fruit is produced from seeds. In other words, every word that comes out of your mouth, it's just like you're spitting a seed. If you could imagine this, that every word that comes out of your mouth, you're spitting seeds. And it's going to produce something. Some fruit is going to grow out of the words that you speak. And you are going to eat your own words. That's what this is saying. "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled." Verse 21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Again, it's using this symbolism. Fruit produced by the words that you say. Notice it says that death and life are in the power of your tongue, your words. Every word that you speak is either death or life. It didn't give three options. It didn't say death and life and a whole lot of words that don't count. Every word that you speak is either life or death. Every word. Again, I know that people are thinking, oh, this isn't so. Well, that's one of the reasons that you aren't seeing the power of God manifest is because you don't believe in the power of words. And if you don't believe in the power of words, then they won't work for you. They'll work against you. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. And whether you like this or not, this is what the Bible says. This is what Jesus said. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Just because you don't believe it, just because this hasn't been true, doesn't mean it's not so. Your life is the way that you have spoken it to be. Your life is going the direction of your thoughts, and out of the abundance of your heart is what your mouth speaks on. If you are thinking negatively, you will speak negatively. And the fact is that most of us have been using words incorrectly, and we speak forth our fear. And here's another great truth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, it says, "Don't be deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners." That's Old English in the King James that I'm quoting. And it just means that wrong speech and wrong manner of life corrupts your good way of living. If you say, oh, I can listen to people say things and it doesn't matter to me what people say, words don't bother me, you're deceived. You're deceived if you think that words don't bother you. Not only are death and life in the power of your words, but death and life are in the power of every word you hear. Did you know that today I've said a lot of words? I've been talking a long time. And there are people that have been here all day. And this one lady came up. She was born again today. She's baptized in the Holy Spirit. She is full of joy. Great things are happening. You know why? Because I spoke words out of my mouth that were filled with faith and filled with life. And she received it. And it changed her life. And there are some of you that it's like a light has turned on because I've been speaking words of life that are helping and connecting with you. I could have come in here and I could have preached other things. And I could have hurt every person. I could have made you mad. I may have made you mad anyway. But I could have used my words and I could have come over here and started talking about how bad you are and God's mad at you. And I could have made everybody sad instead of happy. Words have power in them. Not only your words, but every word. When you listen to the news, did you know that those words are either life or death? There's no in between. Somebody says, oh, well, they're just telling you what's happening. No, they aren't. We are being lied to systematically. And I know some of you think, well, maybe in America you are, but not over here. No, I tell you what, the people that are in charge of news, they don't tell you the good things that happen. They tell you the bad things that happen. Bad news sells. Nobody wants to hear about the 1,000 planes that landed safely. They want to hear about the one that crashed. And they want something that's sensational and exciting. They make up stories. We had somebody send some baking powder in an envelope to us. And it looked like hazardous materials. And so we had to call. And anyway, they came and they closed the ministry down. And the news found out about it. And they came out there. And Jamie and I were at home and saw this on television about our building. And we didn't know what had happened. So we called David. And David was talking to us over the phone and telling us what was happening. But the news media, they were just making stories up. They said, it's some employee that's mad at them that sent this hazardous material and we predict that, you know, people are going to die, people are infected. They said there's hundreds of Bible college students in there, and the truth was they were all gone. There wasn't any Bible college students in our building. They were just making things up. And then when it turned out to all be baking powder and nothing was serious, they didn't come back on and say, whoops, we were wrong. Sorry. No, they just tell you things. You're being lied to. I hesitate to say more because I'll get, some of you will, you have your pet things that you have swallowed and believe. And if I say something that violates what you believe, you're going to start immediately questioning everything else. So I'll go back to the Bible. But I can promise you that you are not being told the truth. We're being lied to. Let me use one other example. I was over in Scotland in 2005. And in 2005 is when the bird flu, the avian flu, was happening. Do y'all remember the, what did you call it, avian flu? The bird flu. I was in Scotland when they were, when that just broke out, and they were killing poultry by the thousands and burning them. And you could see smoke going up all over the country where they were killing animals and burning these carcasses because of the bird flu. And they were afraid that that was going to mutate into a strand that would infect people. And they were interviewing the number one expert in Britain about the bird flu. And they said, is this going to mutate into something that will infect humans? And can we expect to see a pandemic worldwide? And he said, absolutely. He says, there is no question of if it will happen. It's just a matter of when it happens. And he says, it might be 1 year or at the maximum 2 years, but 1/3 of the world's population will die from avian flu, bird flu. That's what he said. And he didn't say that this could happen. This is the potential. He says, no, it will happen. Zero doubt, it will happen. That was up October of 2007. And in October of 2007, I read an article in the paper that said worldwide there have been 12 people die from bird flu.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the subject of spirit, soul, and body. This teaching series was recorded at a special Holland GTS in Amsterdam. It's available in a 3-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM231 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, the things that I'm sharing with you are just life-changing, and I constantly have people saying, man, I've never heard this before, and how do I get more? Well, we've got a lot of ways, but, you know, really one of the best ways to get these truths established in your heart is through our Charis Bible College. And we not only have the campus that is here in Colorado Springs, our main campus with about 250, 300 people, but we have about 300 to 400 people that take it by correspondence course. We have over 300 people in different extension schools and foreign Charis Bible College schools. So there's a number of ways that you can take advantage of this, and I encourage you to call and request information about our Charis Bible Colleges.